Following from the Waiawari Week investigations into Te Tiriti or Waitangi last week, I wanted to look further into the university's role of upholding that treaty partnership, the relationship between two peoples, in a physical and realistic way. First, I spoke with Mohi Allen, one of the leaders of Ngā Tauira Māori, the Māori Students Association.
Tēnā tātou, tātou kua hono mai nei ki tēnei reo irirangi o te whare wānanga o Tāmaki Makaurau. My name is Mohi Allen. I'm the co-president for Ngā Tauira Māori this year. I hail from the Māori North, Ngā Puhi Nuitonu, the biggest tribe in New Zealand, and also the tribe that hasn't settled their settlements yet.
Mohi told me that since its inception, Ngā Tauira Māori has and continues to be a tūranga waiwai for rural and urban Māori to connect, while providing services to both Māori and non-Māori students to encourage collective participation in kaupapa Māori to create an environment where Māori language and culture is the norm. So I asked him what Ngā Tauira Māori does on a day-to-day.
We deal with all events that pertain to Māori. We hold all of our first year pōhiri. We do Māori cultural days. We do Māori graduations. We kind of are the place where Māori students come to feel at home as such in the university space. I guess for this year especially, we are focusing on kaupapa Māori sort of things, bringing back things like Matariki Day, Māori Language Week. But yeah, we're really just a bunch of Māoris that love to learn and to be educated and not kind of go with the flow, more like, yeah, being Māori in the university space.
And how is it that you, what's your capacity in terms of, you know, leading your own association? Does the university have much say over what you guys do?
Yeah, well, the university has a lot of say, especially in terms of funding and whether our events are sort of appropriate for the university. We have to go through a lot of paperwork and a lot of kind of whakawhiti kōrero about whether our events are applicable to all students, even though we only kind of are supposed to facilitate Māori students. So it's quite hard there. But in saying that, there are certain things in the university that kind of help us in terms of tuakana programs, kind of set up to bridge the gap between Pākehā and Māori, and kind of for the university to uphold that treaty partnership. However, yeah, I think it's quite difficult for us as Ngā Tauira Māori to be Māori in the university space, especially since we can't be Māori outside of our marae and our Māori learning space here in Ahuone. Yeah.
It's interesting that you say that you can't be Māori in the university space, right, which implies, and it's not surprising, right, it's built as a Western colonial institution, right? The university in itself as the norm or the dominant thing is a Pākehā space, right? It is that. And when you are trying to be Māori in that, it's not compatible, is that what you're saying?
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, one, it's hard to study in such a Eurocentric place, a university space that forever supports the Western worldview and kind of marginalises and stereotypes Māori worldviews. So that in itself is quite difficult. But even to be recognised as Māori at the university is also something that is quite difficult. It's a bit like, well, in terms of us as Ngā Tauira Māori, we're seen as kind of the higher pōhiri group. So we're there for the first year pōhiri. We're there to make sure that there's a cultural face to the University of Auckland. But outside of that, we're kind of pushed to the side. You can barely really see us. And we're not really needed outside of that kind of cultural face. Yeah, cultural misappropriation probably.
Well, it's a certain role, right, that you're there simply to fill, but beyond that, for your own interest, there's nothing for you.
Yeah, definitely.
So do you think that, as it's stated on the university website, that they are committed to the principles in the treaty?
Yeah.
Do you think that the treaty, or do you think that the university does uphold that commitment?
I think I think, I guess the easiest way to explain it is to look at our emblem or our logo for the University of Auckland. Right at the top of the logo, you have the title, the name of the University of Auckland, in big, bold letters, easy to read, even for a half-blind person like me. But then right underneath that name, about 12 fonts smaller, is Te Whare Wānanga o Tāmaki Makaurau. Now, if I don't have my glasses on, I can't see that. And so that kind of is a symbolic representation of the disparity between Pākehā and Māori and that partnership. And yeah, we're half recognised now, but that hasn't been something that's just been given to us. It's been fought over by our ancestors, our mātua and former NTMers who started Ngā Tauira Māori.
On your point about the token representation, where you're called in for your porphyry role,
yep.
But beyond that, you have some structural things in place, like the Tuakana program you mentioned. Do you think that that is successful or detrimental to Māori on campus?
I think having the Tuakana program there is great because it supports our Māori students. However, I believe that the way that the Tuakana programs are conducted, the way that the tutorials are handled, that it's still, we are still being educated in a Eurocentric and a Western way. There's no sort of cultural difference between a Tuakana tutorial and a normal tutorial. So really we're just kind of getting an extra tutorial. Yeah, I guess there's that argument that Māori don't need extra help because we should be smart enough to handle on ourselves. Well, I guess what I say to that is, if a Pākehā were to go to a whare wānanga and try and learn the ways of the Māori, our ways of learning and understanding, that'd be hard, it'd be difficult. And so this one little piece of support is kind of the only way we as Māori have some sort of kind of bridging that gap between Pākehā and Māori. Yeah, I think if Pākehā were to put things into perspective and think outside of their bubble into how Māori think and believe and understand things, then they would understand that yeah, it's not equal. And the Tuakana program, even though it's there, it's not exactly supporting us as much as it could.
So in terms of what the university could do to better support NTM, for example, or to just put more effort into maintaining that commitment to the treaty partnership, what do you think could happen?
Yeah, I guess one way to rectify it, we're working on it at the moment with AUSA, is in terms of our normalising te reo Māori on campus, we're working with the media whala, with writing up different kiwaha, one new saying each week that kind of pertains to the life of a student, a university student. And so kind of putting these in places where people are always at will kind of, I guess, normalise our language in the space, the university space. Also, I believe there have been kaiārahi that have just been appointed this year to different faculties. So this would mean that they're just the Māori student support advisors for the Māoris in those Māori students in those faculties. So that in a sense is going to help us a little bit more. In terms of Ngā Tauira Māori, I just think they need to cut us some slack and really, like, our events, they've been going on for years and years, and we have a way of doing it. We do stick to what we say we're going to stick to. We do promote Kaupapa for Māori at all of these events. So it's kind of like we always have to apply for these different things. Apply for Māori Day and kind of tell the funders that this is Māori Day because it promotes our language and culture in these different ways. But it's kind of obvious and it's always happened. I don't believe we have to kind of
reapply every year.
Yeah. So those kind of things. Also, in terms of the marae, I believe that it's kind of cultural awareness. So getting all of our lecturers, our head of departments, culturally aware about the importance of Māori language and culture. When we see our head of departments coming onto the marae and we're doing our haka pōhiri, for them, sometimes they just, they won't even know the formal proceedings of a pōhuri, and so kind of even just us as Māori teaching them about our culture, about our language, and about the proceedings on a marae, about taking your shoes off before you walk into the wharenui, or giving thanks to the ringawera after being fed. And that's also a part, something for us as Māori to learn too, a bit about the Pākehā culture, to find the similarities and differences between us and to kind of work together.
Professor of Law David Williams has been involved in Treaty of Waitangi activism since the 1970s. This has also permeated his work at the University of Auckland. I wanted to know from him and his experience working at the university what that treaty partnership looked like. To you, as both a lecturer, a professor of a university, but also a person and a citizen of New Zealand, what does the Treaty of Waitangi document mean to you?
Well, I think the really important thing about the Treaty of Waitangi that is often missed, and as I think missed in this university, is that the treaty is not just about Māori. It's not about getting more Māori to come into the university, making sure that they pass rather than fail. It's a document about constitutional relationships between Pākehā and Māori, and more generally between Tauiwi and Māori. And so it's a document for all people of Aotearoa New Zealand, not just something that's about Māori rights. It is about Māori rights, but it's in the context of our relationships with each other as peoples of the land, and I think that is often missed, and I'd like to emphasize that really, if you want to trace the legitimacy of our present state structures and education structures and so on, do they have legitimacy? If they do, does it come from colonization in the 19th century, or does it come from a consensual agreement between Māori and the Crown back in the day that is of a continuing relevance to the present? So that makes it a much bigger and a more important document.
You're right. So it's not just a document, but it's a commitment to two peoples, two ways of being. In your experience at the university, has there been or is there a conscious and ongoing effort to uplift and maintain that commitment to Te Ao Māori more generally than just the treaty?
Well, that's patchy from time to time as people in leadership come and go, and as people within the Māori Studies Department come and go and so on. It's probably a bit hard to imagine now, but of course there didn't used to be the marae at Waipapa, and there did used to be a plaque on the wall beside the library which thanked the loyal natives for building it. So Te Ao Māori is probably much better recognised in some ways now than it was before. But on the other hand, I don't think that the university takes its wider obligations to what I call a constitutional relationship aspects of the treaty seriously. So, for example, on this Waitangi Day, I was at Ōkahu Bay. I've been working with Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei for many years, and so I often turn up to events that they organise. This year, they were welcoming the mayor, Phil Goff, and a couple of councillors and their staff at the pōwhiri at the beginning of the music and festival concert day that they held to celebrate and commemorate Waitangi Day this year. Well, the University of Auckland has a memorandum of understanding with Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei as the mana whenua of this region. Does that mean that the University of Auckland as such appears at events like Waitangi Day? Well, apparently not. So that's the sort of thing I think that's missing, that the university doesn't necessarily engage in the wider community and government relationships and all sorts of things that are relevant to the treaty.
Why do you think that is? Is that just a lack of understanding of what a relationship or what a commitment, you know, entails?
Well, I think you need to ask people in leadership that sort of question. I mean, you could say, "Oh, well, the university was represented there. I was there. I'm one of the university's professors, but I wasn't there in any official capacity, of course." I would think that it would make the relationship with Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei much stronger if there was more engagement with those sorts of important national events. And after all, Waitangi Day does come around every year, so people do know it's going to happen. And I'm not wanting to downplay the significance and importance of what the university calls promoting Māori presence and participation in all aspects of university life. I just think it needs to be wider than that.
But it also goes beyond Waitangi Day, and it also, you know, it goes both ways in the sense that is, you know, what sort of involvement does Ngāti Whātua have in the university in terms of decisions that are made about the land?
Yes, well, again, that, as I say, does depend on who's around from time to time. So actually, at the moment, my colleague Amakura Kāwharu of Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei is a member of the University Council, and so there is a member of the local iwi in the university governance body in its slimmed down present form. But of course, that's by chance rather than by design, because the design just is a Māori presence. That's another one of the things about the treaty relationship. The treaty relationship is not just between an agglomeration of all the Māori of Aotearoa and the university. It's also needs to take into account the particular place where we are here in Tamaki Makaurau and other places where the University of Auckland has got its teaching locations.
You're talking about different iwi.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the treaty was signed between Hapu, actually, and the British Crown, and the modern form of that is between Hapu and iwi in the places we find ourselves in. So Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei here in central Tamaki Makaurau, the Manukau site, you'd be wanting to be in relationship with the Waikato Tainui people and Hapu of that area, and so on. You know what I mean? That it's not just oh yes, we've got Mr. Peters, who's our deputy vice chancellor Māori, and therefore that meets the obligations. I don't think it does. I mean, that office is important, but you know, there needs to be local linkages, local relationships, ongoing work to honour the treaty.
So do you think that this, you know, in terms of somewhat a remedy to this and an ongoing commitment and building that commitment, do you think that it is, one, about education but also about written policy and actually detailing this information in policy?
I think universities, like many bureaucracies, are quite good at writing documents, and we've got plenty of documents. I'm just more concerned that that plays out in the real life in encounters. So there's usually a request by people organising conferences here when they've got overseas visitors to have some form of mihi whakatau or even a formal porphyry at the Waipapa Marae, in which case various Māori members of the university get called on to play a ceremonial role. And in recent times, Hirini Kaa, who's both a priest and a member of the history department, is often called on to perform that role. So that's the living working out of the university making showing some commitment to treaty relationships. And I think that's an important one, especially when you've got overseas visitors. But by comparison, for example, when I go to conferences in Australia, there's this very sort of low-key acknowledgement of the people of this area. And that's it. And then everyone just forgets about that and gets on with things. I think we can do better than that, and I think we often do better than that. But that's something that needs always to be attended to.
Do you think it comes across a bit token sometimes?
Oh, well, it often does, and well, it often is token. There's always the possibility that these things look like what some people call ethnic wallpaper. You just put a bit of ethnic wallpaper there, but you don't
build the room. Maybe
you don't build the whole presence around it, yeah, or encompassing it. Mm. So, I mean, those are always challenges, and sometimes we do it better than other times, I think.